Hello, Ali Silva here. We're braving the ice and cold again to reveal the final chapter of this startling saga, Snowbound in Sunken Harbor, The Winged Messenger. But first, a quick word from our sponsor, Fifth and Maiden. Check out her work at fifthandmaiden.com and on the @fifthandmaiden Instagram page. Mention you're a Fireside listener and say you'd like your order with a bit of shimmer and receive 15% off plus free tax and shipping in the 48 states.
And now this word from one of our sponsors.
Ali Silva in Get With The Times.
I don't understand, Tyler. Our commercials for Fifth and Maiden bespoke handcrafted jewelry are beloved around the world.
Now, Mr. Reason.
What's all this now?
Oh, Ali. This cockamamie kook of a director thinks he can improve upon what everyone already agrees is a winning formula.
Look, you guys are terrific, but the people upstairs say we need to update the way we do these spots to suit more current tastes. It's nice and all, but a bit too, how do I say it, quaint?
Quaint?
What does that even mean?
Quaint? Old-fashioned? Well, I'll show you, you gutter snape, you jackanapes!
Okay, I understand. I feel your rage. But at least give my ideas a try before you shoot them down.
All right.
Fine, go ahead. Wow us, big shot.
Great. Okay, first, we use some happening music.
This is a Fifth and Maiden commercial, not a rave.
Then we bring out the dancers. Come on out, dancers! And now, some laser lights.
Oh, dancers and laser lights? This is an audio recording. What is the matter with you?
Please, stop this.
Fifth and Maiden offers wholesale organic luxury jewelry and houseware that blend clean lines.
With a bit of shimmer.
With a bit of
shimmer.
Stop. I demand that this desecration cease at once.
Give me that microphone, you ridiculous person. Thank you. James Reese. Can we please kill that ridiculous music? Thank you. All Fifth and Maiden pieces are handcrafted in their SoCal studio, made with exquisite natural finds directly from the stunning California coastline. To learn more, just go to their website, fifthandmaiden.com. Fifth and Maiden are the official jewelers of Fireside Mystery Theater.
You tell them, James. Accept no substitutes, people. And now for the final act in our saga, Snowbound and Sunken Harbor. I've had to call him. Can you believe it? He still hasn't left. Absolutely no respect for my authority. I've really had it with him.
Mayor, speaking of your authority, what can I do to convince you to have the Chappie house torn down?
Look, it's fait accompli at this point. We're days away from having the signing ceremony for the house, listing it in the National Register of Historical Sites.
Is it at all possible that this blizzard will delay those plans?
Georgina, is it? I'm sure you're a very nice woman, and it's always nice to meet a fellow sunken harborer, but I can't stop the proceedings.
I'm sure you can. I know you're a woman who can wield her power if you really wanted to.
I don't know that I do. The Chappie House could be a real tourist attraction for the area, and I can really see it doing well. All this time, we've just been sitting on this lovely treasure chest of American history for decades now.
Mark my words, Mayor Belfair. Someone is going to be killed this very night because of the goings-on in that house.
Georgina, dear, let's please change the subject or this conversation will have to end now.
Maybe it would help if you consulted with your mother.
What do you know about my mother? She's dead. It's incredibly insensitive of you to bring that up.
That's what you want people to believe, isn't it?
Is that meant as a threat?
We're on their way to clear the tracks. We'll try to get up and running as soon as we can. Thank you for your patience.
Finally, the lights, the power's back. Good. Now, I want to say this to you face to face. Where are you? Georgina? Sissy, did you hear any of that? Sissy, wake up.
Are we back? Is Uncle Jay mad?
No, dear. We're still stuck, but the lights are back on. Did you see another woman in the car with us?
No, I thought it was just us.
Maybe I should have gone a bit easier on the post-theater cocktails tonight.
I had the strangest dream during my nap.
Well, nap dreams can be some of the strangest in my experience.
It was about Uncle Jay.
Are you all right?
I just need to shake it off. But in my dream, he was wandering around the snow in the storm searching for me. And I could also see the Chappie House.
What?
You know, silly, the old Chappie House. I volunteer to help with the restoration sometimes. Between you and me, I used to have it bad for the head restorer, Jerry. Uncle Jay didn't like me hanging around him either. But it turned out he was gay in the end, so there's that. I hope Evan isn't gay. Not that I would ever have a problem with that, but you know what I mean. I feel awful for lying to him. My uncle, that is. And having you lie, too.
It will be all right. They'll come get us soon, and he'll see you're just fine. Your uncle wouldn't go out in a storm like this.
I just have a bad feeling. I feel terrible for deceiving him.
You'll say you're sorry, and he'll be relieved that you're safe and sound.
You're probably right.
I know I am.
Sheldon! What the hell are you doing? When I say stop, you stop! Sheldon! Stop! You want to spend the night in jail? I'm prepared to place you under arrest! Theft of vehicle! Government property! Fine by me! You just keep walking away!
Sissy!
Oh my God! Is that her in the snow? Don't move! I'm coming! Hold on, Sheldon! Hang on! Sheldon, I'm sorry!
It's not her!
Who is it?
It's Jerry! Jerry Arden!
Jerry Arden?
The fellow from the Historical Society!
He's still alive!
I knew you'd come.
All right. We need to get into my vehicle ASAP. He's not looking too good.
I did the right thing.
How long have you been out here, sir? Sheldon, help me get this man up! Sheldon, what the hell?
Sissy!
I stayed away. I resisted.
Sheldon, damn you! What the hell? Why are you walking toward the house? This man is going to die!
Sissy is in there, I know it!
No, don't go in. Don't go
in. Sheldon!
Damn it. Where's my phone now? Oh, it's Sissy. Sissy? Oh, Sissy! Where are you, love? Okay? No, okay, it's okay. Yes, I'm fine. Right, I'll see you later. No, I know. I'm not angry. I'm just glad that you're... All right, then. Bye. She's all right.
Great. Now help me get this guy into the 4x4.
Yes, of course. I'm sorry that I...
No time for that. Let's move.
The lights are still on in the Chappie House. I just saw someone moving from the window.
Come on! While this man still has a pulse. Easy now. Easy now, sir. We've got you. Sheldon, hook under his other arm. Sheldon, Your vehicle, I mean the vehicle you stole.
Yes, it ran out of gas.
Great. All right. All right, this man has hypothermia. We're gonna have to strip him and wrap him up ASAP. I have some blankets.
I did the right thing, didn't I?
Sheriff.
I know. You're sorry. Got it. Duly noted.
I was sure Sissy was in there. I can admit it when I'm wrong. I most certainly was.
I'm getting used to you being wrong, Sheldon. It's my cross to bear.
I can admit when I'm in error, but where the Chappie House and Simon Perdido are concerned...
Simon!
Was that...
Simon!
Was that Jerry?
Leave him alone, Sheldon.
Simon, his name was...
He said Simon. You heard that, right, Sheriff?
We'll be at the ER at Good Sam in a few minutes, Jer. Hold on, buddy.
Where did you see this Simon, Jerry?
We'll have time for questions later, Sheldon. And I'll be the one asking them.
If Simon Perdido is alive, we need to know immediately.
That's my concern, Sheldon, not yours. You know, your whole Agatha Christie routine is getting really tired.
Any other officer of the law would have...
Don't go there, Sheldon. We are a tiny police department, currently under severe stress at the moment, so... Damn it! It's Mayor Belfort. God! I'm not answering this right now.
I'm telling you, this man knows something.
Leave him be.
Now, Jerry, I know you're in great discomfort and pain now, but it would really help to know if you could tell us what happened back there at the Chappie House.
I swear, Sheldon.
Jerry?
I've really had it with you.
Jerry? Jerry? Oh, dear. I think he's stopped breathing.
Are you serious?
Yes. Poor sod. I'm afraid he's gone.
It could mean any number of things.
It has me worried, Mother.
You worry too much. That's my job.
I just did a very thorough check. That lady I met on the train last night?
Yes.
Never in the entire history of the whole Chappie clan has there ever been someone named Georgina, living or dead. Well, you don't seem too upset about it.
I'll find out who's behind it. I always do.
Well, they must never know about you.
Don't you think I know that? You think I'm ready to give up the game, running this town?
Well, I'm the one who's out there, going out into the real world. It's not as if I don't contribute anything around here.
Of course you do, dear. Would you hand me that record over there? Thanks. I'm in the mood for something classical today.
I think Simon Perdido is behind this. He's come back.
Perhaps. So what if he has?
Well, no one has seen hide nor hair of him since the power plant debacle. I was sure something happened to him. In the end, he had bigger enemies than us to contend with.
I don't think he's dead. Just slithering under a rock somewhere.
I think he might be looking for some kind of revenge.
He has no one but himself to blame. We did nothing to him, per se.
Well, so what do we do now?
We wait.
Wait? Are you serious? Mother, this note was dropped in our mail slot a little while ago.
What does it say?
Demolish the Chappie House, or they will all know. Well, what do we do now?
I've always been able to handle blackmailers. I've handled them my whole career, without fail.
Mother, you haven't answered my question.
You know, I've always thought that the Chappie estate was a bit too obscure to be of any real historical interest. If it disappeared tomorrow, no one would weep in its absence.
Mother, well, you don't seriously mean
that... Think how much more profitable that land would be if put to better use. You know, we've never had a decent golf course here in Sunken Harbor. That's just the first idea that comes to mind. There's really so much more you could do with the place than just hire a couple of rubes in period costume to dust the mold off of decaying antiques.
But, Mother, the Chappie House is about to be placed on the NRHP.
It wouldn't be without some pain, but far from impossible. I can tell you who to call.
So, you're going to give in to the demands without even knowing who the blackmailer is?
Don't you see, Diana dear? By doing this, we'll be drawing whoever it is out into the open. We'll wreck the Chappie House, all right. But before this is over, we're going to make a worse wreck out of whoever it is trying to pull all of this. And the most beautiful part of it all, we'll do very well for ourselves financially in the process. Better than if we propped up some antiquated artifact. I almost want to thank this person.
I'm just worried.
You're always worried.
I'm just worried that one of these days, we'll be in too far over our heads. This is Mayor Belfair.
Hello, Diana.
Who is this? Is this who I think?
It's Simon.
Simon? Simon Perdido. Simon, how are you, my friend?
My friend? Interesting choice of words.
Okay, let's drop the formalities then.
Don't make any concessions yet.
Is Mom there with you? It's all right, Lynn. You don't have to whisper.
What do you want, Simon?
Not much, really. Just your word on something.
My word?
You have to promise me that the Chappie House will not be demolished.
Not be demolished? But I was under the impression that somehow it was you who wanted the house destroyed.
I don't know who or what could have given you that idea. Look, Diana, even after what happened with the power plant, I never considered you an enemy of mine. But if anything happens to that house, you and I will be squarely at odds, my friend.
But what concern is it of yours, this Chappie House?
This is the last time we shall ever discuss this matter. You know where I stand now. Good afternoon.
Well,
Diana, can you do me a favor and open that window, dear? Just a crack. I like a drafty house, you know.
All right.
Thank you. You know I love the snow, but I'm glad the blizzard is over. Much better to appreciate it as it is now.
And the mists of snow, as he had foreseen, were still on it. A ghost of snow falling in the bright sunlight, softly and steadily, floating and turning and pausing, soundlessly meeting the snow that covered, as with a transparent mirage, the bare, bright cobbles.
Isn't that lovely? What did you just recite?
It was from Silent Snow, Secret Snow.
And what is this lovely music?
Mercury, the Winged Messenger, composed by Gustav Holst.
And what is this pain?
That is the pain of being. The pain of being what we must be. You, the one who asks, and me, the one who tells.
Do you believe Simon will succeed? Will he find us a new home?
I remain hopeful. We will give him a chance, this last chance.
If he fails, whose pain will be the greater, his or ours?
His, of course.
And the players on this stage, are they worthy of the roles in which they have been cast?
Yes, they will be well used.
Does it not seem that the perception of the object of their desire is great, when in essence, it is so little?
Yes, it is as old as tomorrow.
That was Snowbound in Sunken Harbor. Mr. Sheldon was played by James Reeser. Sheriff Ulster was played by Eric Davey Gislason. The parts of Cobra Kleinman and The One Who Asks were played by Michael Pate. Simon Perdido was played by Alan LaForest. Jerry Arden was played by Bill Heidrick. The parts of Annie and Georgina Chappie were played by Casey LaForest. The One Who Tells was played by Gustavo Rodriguez. The parts of Sissy and Lynn Belfair were played by Mary Murphy. And Mayor Diana Belfair was played by me, Ali Silva. The musical performance, Snowbird, written by Jean McClellan, was performed by Martina Da Silva, accompanied by Jason Yeager. Snowbound in Sunken Harbor was written by Sylban Sandovar and Rebecca Graves, and it was directed by Annabelle Rollison. Our show is produced by Gustavo Rodriguez, Daniel and Rebecca Graves, and myself for Fireside Mystery Productions. Our theme music is by Jason Graves. Our musical score was improvised by Steve Blanco. Our sound designer is Greg Russ. Our sound effects engineer is Joe Young. Our technical director is Johnny Goddard. Our production coordinator is Dahlia Morali. And our production assistant is Brontis Shane Orengo. Coming up on Thursday, March 9th at 7 p.m., fans of all ages are invited to attend An Evening with Fireside Mystery Theater. This show, featuring some of your favorite Fireside audio dramas, will be performed live at the 53rd Street branch of the New York Public Library in Manhattan. The event is free, but you must RSVP via the link on our website. Do help us out, dear listeners, and take a quick moment to rate and review our podcast on iTunes. It means a lot to us to get your feedback, and we really appreciate it. And one last thing, FMT merchandise is now available. Go to firesidemysterytheater.com/merch and grab some swag to support the show. This is your own Ali Silva, letting you know that it's okay to come outside again and mind the shadows.